Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about taxes. I am not a CPA. I am not giving financial advice. I am not giving tax advice. Please talk to your financial professional, your tax professional, your accountant, and other experts about anything and everything. Now, having said that, let's talk about how taxes change your behavior. Taxes are your government's way of discouraging your behavior, and this is a topic that we touch on in the book Validation, Sabotage, and Freedom. Absolutely one of my favorites. It's about the nature and effect of money on the individual, relationships, and society or the world at large. And so taxes is a really fascinating discussion. This discussion, is you're not going to find, is not pro-taxes or against taxes. We're just talking about the nature and effect of it. Why? Because you need to understand who other than you is influencing your behavior, how they're influencing your behavior, so that you can decide what's right for yourself. So here's the deal. The more something costs, the less likely you are to buy it, right? Therefore, one way to discourage people from buying something is to tax it more heavily than other stuff. So for example, when the United States government wanted to discourage people from smoking, they simply increased the taxes on cigarettes to the point that most smokers chose to quit or to smoke less just because of the cost. Now, there was also a widespread advertising campaign that went with that, and labels on packages and things like that. But I'm betting what actually got their attention was the money. It's the cost that really got people's attention. So ultimately, taxes contributed to a change, a major change in public behavior across the entire country. Suppose you wanted people to drive less. You could increase the gas tax, increase the taxes on gasoline. Suppose you wanted people to earn less. You could increase the taxes on larger incomes. You get the idea. Whatever you tax more, people will do less. So that includes products, services, and even their own income. If you increase property taxes, people will choose to not own property. For example, in some localities, you pay a tax every year or every 6 months even for the privilege of owning a vehicle. Just the fact that you own it means you have to pay money to the local government upwards of 3 times a year. So let's pick on Loudoun County, Virginia in the United States because I used to live there. And I'll just give you my own experience. As of 2020, the amount you owe is based on the value and the age of the car. Obviously, the value of the car is related to the age of the car, but it's a mix of both. So if you own a nice, new, expensive car, your taxes on that car, remember, these are And I'm gonna repeat this because there are a lot of people that live in places where property taxes on cars don't exist, and you may not understand what I'm talking about. So as of the moment where I'm recording this, I live in Florida, and there is no such thing as a property tax on your car. So let me explain this for my fellow Floridians and other states that don't have this concept. Here's the idea. In Loudoun County, Virginia, twice a year, and in pretty much every other county in Virginia, twice a year you get a bill in the mail that says, hey, we saw you own a car. And you're like, yeah, I own a car. And they're like, yeah, and based on your registration, your car is this old and it's worth this much. Therefore, please send this tax money to the county. And you have to send money to the county because of the fact that you own a car. Yes, you heard me right. So, and then they do, like, Loudoun County does that twice a year. So twice a year, they hit you up for money because of the fact that you own a car. So the amount that you have to pay is based on the value of the car and the age of the car. So if you have a nice, new, expensive car, they're taxing you very high. You're paying a lot of money. If you own an old car or a cheap car, your car property taxes will be low. What is low? Back in the day, back in about 2020, I think you were looking at about $170 every time you got hit up for it. Because I had very cheap, very old cars. Yeah, so that's what low looks like. If you own a car that's more than 25 years old, so technically by the law, it's an antique, your taxes on those cars will be zero. Whoa. So what do you think people will choose? They choose the antique car first, or an older or cheaper car next, and the luxury new car is the least popular. Their behavior was shaped by the tax structure. So consider the following questions. What choices have you made recently that were influenced by taxes or tax rates? Did you do something so that you would end up paying less taxes? Right? Did you make a choice because of tax was a factor? How has government spending affected your career choices? How have tax breaks affected your choices within your home and your business? What would you have chosen in each of those cases if taxes were not a factor? Or if other government efforts and regulations were not a factor, would you have chosen differently? The way in which our government uses money affects so many aspects of your life on a really practical level, from the car that's sitting in your driveway to the job that you do every day. Now consider that last question carefully. What have you chosen? And what would you have chosen if you had not been influenced by your government? Would you have chosen differently? Maybe you would not have chosen differently. But would you? It's really important that we understand who out there is influencing your behavior so that you can consciously decide what influences you are going to allow and which influences you are not going to allow. And people often think about how, oh, my friends are influencing my behavior. Yeah, my family is influencing my behavior. My coworkers, headlines, social media are influencing my behavior. And sometimes we forget your government is influencing your behavior too. And they do it with this ripple effect based on how they use money. And it's absolutely fascinating. So when you're cataloging who and what influence you're allowing, don't forget, that's a big one. All right, that's a pretty big homework for today. Thank you for joining me. Let me know how it's going. Click the link in the show notes. Let me know what's going on in your world, how I can help, and what you've discovered from these exercises. And as always, I'll be wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.